as a matter of agents. I think that is the agreement, colleagues. Any other view?
Agreed.
It is agreed. Thanks. For that, let's move members to page 5.
Thank you, Chairperson. Moving on to page 6, as the previous submission also covers page 5. Page 6, where then the committee needed to make this decision on submission 33 of 2020 on from the South African Secular Society requesting the removal of the reference to God in the preamble. There was also a legal opinion provided to the committee, and it was stated that the Bill of Rights emphasized that the certification judgment confirmed that the preamble in its current state is not unconstitutional, and the inclusion of God does not necessitate an amendment of the is not desirable to amend the constitution for it to remove God in the preamble. The second submission on page 6 is from Mr. Martin van Staden of the Free Market Foundation. He requested that the committee review section 1 and 36, which he cross-referenced with section 37. The committee also received legal advice on this matter. And the submission is looked at, it rather proposes that there be an impact assessment of all policy and legislation. The matter is not within the constitutional review mandate because it requests a review and assessment of policy and legislation. The gist of the submission is that the government is acting unconstitutionally with reference to Section 1 of the Constitution, and it does not propose an amendment of the Constitution. And then it's over to you members to make a decision then on the desirability of Submission 33 and 34 of 2020.
Legal advice advises us that that matter is undesirable. Let me check, members. Do we agree on that?
Okay, can I come in?
Yes, please.
Yes, I do agree. Yes, I do agree with the undesirability for submission 33. And 34, but with regards to 34, even though I agree that it does not, strictly speaking, constitute a request for us to review the constitution, but rather that an impact assessment be done on policy and legislation, I don't know if it's possible for us then to then refer it directly to, I think it's the DPME, I stand to be corrected, that usually does impact assessments when it comes to legislation. Thank you, Chair.
Member, and a seconder, that is undesirability of this matter. And we note the input that it requires also to be deferred. But I think for us members, it's just that we must just see whether if it's undesirable, let's shift it for the so that the House can also look into those matters. But we also note the comment that is also made on the matter. So, members, do we agree it's undesirable?
Chair, my hand is up. Yes. I'm not sure if Chair is able to
oh,
see.
Oh, now
our
I see you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I,
yes.
I
the you. Yes. The yeah. hand is up. Yes, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair. I think I agree with the view that the issue of the reference of God cannot be taken as a view that it refers to a certain God, because in our languages we call that being, the great being, different names. So this issue of God, it cannot be saying it is God, God of what, God of what. It is just a word that is used, which does not refer to specifically to any God. If you want to say God, God of God, you'll put your the name that you know that your God is that it is referred to as that name. So I agree with the legal advice that it is not desirable. You can't change the constitution when it comes to that one. And then we note the other one, the other section. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, members. We now agree that this matter is undesirable. It can change our constitution. Then let's move, Sasanda, to the next page.
There's Honorable Kabache. I don't know whether it's a long hand. It's a previous hand.
Okay. Honorable.
Okay, maybe there is a challenge. I'm not quite sure if the platform that enables members to raise hands is visible to yourself. Just
it's
please.
Not, not, it's
oh
not,
yeah, I suspected that. So we will try to bring your attention to us then through other means then. No, I'm covered, Chair. I don't want to waste time by the previous speakers. That ours is to indicate whether it is desirable or not desirable. And for now, I agree that on serial number 5 is not desirable to amend the constitution to provide for the request or to grant the request that is being made to ask, and God will punish us. And then on 6, I think Dr. Kondo is. I agree with her insofar as accepting that this is a policy stroke legislative review matter. It doesn't is not part of our mandate. It's not desirable. We must declare that. And then I'm not quite certain if we have the right to refer any matter, or we can refer the writer to the relevant committee. Now or the department. But I'm not quite certain if there is a department that. Whose responsibility this is. I'm not quite certain about it. Because the committee, the department she refers to is monitoring and evaluation, I think, that she mentioned. I don't think it is within its own purview. But the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, maybe, I don't know. Maybe let's say it's not desirable and not crack our head. I want to leave it at that. Thanks.
Chair, if I can come in, I do know that the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation can assist with socioeconomic impact assessment insofar as they relate to legislation. So that's why I said I stand to be corrected, because I have come across an impact assessment they've done on a piece of legislation. That's why I'm saying that. Thank you very much.
No, that is fine. That is fine, Chair. Let's leave it at that. But it's not desirable for us to do anything for now. So in terms of amending the legislation to grant the request, thanks.
I see a hand. Is that a legacy hand?
I assume so, Chairperson.
Yes, Chair. My apologies.
Okay, no problem. It's undesirable, members?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, members. I assume Chairperson has handed over to myself. I'm sorry for
yes,
taking
yes,
the liberty.
I didn't see that. I was unmuted.
Yes. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm also in the same predicament, but we are now on page 7, which members will note that this submission is from Accountability Now. It's a second submission, and there is going to be another one that follows later, which is requesting for the amendment of the Constitution to ensure the eradication of serious corruption. They've requested that the committee look at possibly amending section 179 on the NPA and section 181 to include a so-called integrity commission. They propose that the committee then received a public hearing input from the submitters on the 17th of March of this year. And the submitters stated to the committee that they propose for the introduction of a constitutional amendment and enabling legislation for the establishment of an anti-corruption machinery through a Chapter 9 institution, which would be called this Integrity Commission. They propose that Parliament redefine grand corruption in order to differentiate between the work of this Integrity Commission, which would be formed, the NPA, and the South African Police Service. The submitters then propose that there be a cut-off in the matters that are dealt with by the proposed commission, that there could be a cut-off amount of 5 million, and that matters below this threshold be then handled by the Hawks, the NPA, and those and that those above the 5 million threshold in terms of corruption be handled by this new Chapter 9 institution. This is the only submission on page 7, and I now hand over to members to then consider whether it would be desirable to include an extra Chapter 9 institution, which would be titled an Integrity Commission. Thank you, members.
Thanks, Sandra. In terms of the legal opinion, this matter is undesirable because it's covered on other chapters of the Constitution. Members, over to you. Just hear your view. Let me see hands. Any hands on your side, Pilot? And then mover of the
okay, Chair. Settlement. I think there are two hands, myself and okay, it's myself. I can see that. There's another one, the Honorable Dango. So you can note us, Chair.
Okay. Masego Chele.
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. I think on this issue, Chair, I think I'm also agreeing with the a view of the legal advice, Chair, because the Chapter 9, adding of Chapter 9, Chair, we are now extending these institutions when we have institutions that are dealing with these matters, which we can work hard in making sure that we strengthened them. Because now we're coming up with another Section 9, which only deals with, I understand that they want these to give the Hawks, maybe those crimes that are a little amount, those who are chair with a little amount, let me put it like that. But now, if we are going to come with another Section 9, you have to come up with the staff, you have to come up with all those issues, another money, Chair, that we don't have. The country where we are now, we need to strengthen this constitution that we have. We cannot afford to have something separate, Chair, because I can hear that the presenters, they are saying it should be, obviously, if it's Chapter 9, it's going to be independent, and we have to fund it. It's the problem, Chair. I think I agree with the advice that we're having. It undesirable.
Members, and a seconder?
I would second that, Comrade Chair. Chairperson, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Chair?
That is Dr. Mimi.
Yes, I would I would not agree that it's undesirable, Chair. I think I understand again where this concern, how this submission comes about, or the rationale behind this submission, Chair. We do have, you know, institutions in place, but the question is their effectiveness in this instance in terms of dealing with corruption. It's ravaged the country, Chairperson. It's okay. Like a cancer that's spread all over, and I understand where the concern is coming from, and I do feel that this submission may have merit. So around the undesirability, I don't agree, Chair. Thank you.
Chairperson, co-chair.
Yes, Doc.
I think with respect, if the existing Chapter 9 institutions are not effective enough, you don't solve that problem by creating another Chapter 9 institutions. You examine the weaknesses and find out how you can deal with those weaknesses. And for that reason, I think the legal opinion should stand that this proposal is not desirable.
We will note, members, the view of the Doc, I will call it the party here, DA. We let's note it, members, then agree, we agree that is undesirable. So let's move, Sesanda, to the next one.
Thank you, co-chairpersons, and thank you for your input, members. We are now on page 8, which, members, I will have to give you a bit of a more thorough recap on this matter. It's a submission 52 of 2020 from Equal Education. Members will remember that we did receive a public hearing from Equal Education, and they were requesting that there be an amendment of Section 100 on the national interventions in schooling matters by strengthening and making it more effective. The legal opinion, which was received by the committee, pointed to the fact that there is a lack of clarity on the roles and responsibilities, and this leads to a diminished accountability of state organs during these Section 100 interventions. And this is detrimental to the vulnerable and affected parties. Currently, there are no guidelines more than the principles that are stipulated in Section 100 of the Constitution in order to properly implement the intervention. And this has caused much confusion with regard to the roles and responsibilities of state actors. It was advised that there be a promulgation of legislation to provide safeguards to prevent the possible abuse of Section 100 interventions on frivolous grounds, and the opinion supported that Section 100 subsection 3 of the Constitution as it stands, it would be beneficial for the committee to recommend that the Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development perhaps look into the development of this section in order to make it more clearer. Over to you, members, to then have your deliberation and decision on this submission. Thank you, members.
Let me invite hands, honorable members.
Chair.
Chairperson, there is honorable Masiko Chele.
Yes, honorable Chair.
Yes, Chair. I just want to understand, I don't remember the name of the...
Sisanda?
Sisanda. Yes. When she says, maybe if I can get more clarity, when she says we are, the opinion says that we must refer this to the... Is it the department or what, where they have to make this section 100 clearer, more clearer? Can I hear the last input when she was making a presentation there before I can come?
Yes.
Members,
thank you, Chair.
The matter, this matter is not a new matter. It comes from the previous parliament. It was recommended by then that this matter was favorable. Then the recommendation of that parliament at that time, it was also lacking one area of saying this can be sent to basic education to finish it up and fill us up with the information that what are the challenges that are facing in resolving this issue. But it was recommended by them as a favorable item. Maybe let me also allow Sisanda and then to come in, so that I'm trying, I was just putting in a bullet form.
Chairperson, through you, can I please make a small input before Sisanda? I think, Chair, what we need to be careful of is that our committee doesn't refer matters to specific department. We refer to the House. Then the House will decide where to refer the matter if it agrees. Sometimes the House can decide to form an ad hoc committee to say, look at this. Sometimes it can refer to Justice Department. So maybe we shouldn't specify exactly where the matter should go. We should just say we find it desirable that the Constitution be amended, and then we end it there. Or maybe we give reasons that we agree with the legal opinion, then we end it there instead of specifying where it should go.
Okay.
Chairperson.
Yes, Chair.
It appears to me that the context suggests that this is a matter that the Department of Education is seized with. What would then be wrong in specifying that it must be referred to them, because their input would be critical in determining whether or not the Constitution should be amended? They are a very important interested party.
Chair?
Yes, Doc?
Yes, I do mm-hmm. agree with the idea that we can make recommendations to the House that something be referred to either another committee or a particular body. It is done in reports, and so I don't think that we should be averse to doing that in our reports. It's done in by other committees in their reports. They will say, we recommend to the House that A, B, C, D, E, F, G, be referred to, you know, this particular body or a particular department. So I don't think we should be averse to doing that. Thank you.
Okay, Chair, can I come in?
Yes, Maseko.
Yes, Chair. When I'm listening to the colleagues, Chair. Firstly, we note that this submission, it comes from the previous committee.
Yes.
Considering the issue of time, because now it is like we are delaying to take a decision on this matter, and I don't think that even the presenters will be happy if maybe we are going to take another process, for example, of taking this to the parliament, and then the parliament decides as to how to refer this thing to the Department of Education for them to maybe to refine it and to make it more clearer. I just wanted to find out which one will be easier, if, Chair, we take this to Parliament, or we just call a joint committee meeting before we amend this constitution. We call the joint committee meeting, and then we deal with this issue once and for all. And then when we take it to the National Assembly, it has already been done. We got the clarity. Because, in fact, my submission is informed by saying this has long been with us, Chair. Whether we are saying from the previous committee or now, but it is now here, and we need to make sure that we deal with this issue once and for all. We don't delay it in more, Chair. Thank you.
Co-chair.
So help me.
Co-chair.
What do you suggest?
Co-chair.
Yes,
Co-chair.
Yes,
I want to fully agree with the approach that Honorable Jelle is suggesting.
because you can't go to the national, to the house, only to ask for permission to refer the matter to another committee. We have to do that ourselves and then make a recommendation from the outcome of the joint committee meeting that Honorable Maseko is proposing. So I support a full 100%.
Help me, colleagues. Let's take a decision on this matter. Two ways here. One, this matter is favorable. Therefore, it will form part in the report as such. The other processes, the House will decide how it's going to take it forward. The second option on the matter is that let's call in the basic education to sit down with them and finalize this matter amongst ourselves and then put it in the report. If we agree that it's desirable or undesirable at that time, then you will know where the matter falls. So there are two ways, members. Do we take this matter as a favorable matter and close it there, desirable, or else we want to do the other part first before it becomes desirable or undesirable? I see a hand. Maseko Chebe and Dr. Mini will follow.
Thank you.
Maseko Chebe.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think I support the very same issue of saying let's just go to the Department of Education committee and deal with this thing once and for all. Thank you, Chair.
Dr. Mimi?
Chair, I was going to come in and say that we don't have time at the moment. We are busy with budget vote debates, and then we are shortly going to recess. When are we going to have that meeting? I'm worried about time, and that time is not on our side in the current term. When do we have that meeting with and we have to check whether that particular committee is available, etc. So I would prefer the first option. Thank you.
Co-chair. Co-chair.
Yes, Doc.
I think it's important that we do justice to every matter that we are dealing with. And if we say we don't have time, and then therefore we must conclude the matter, we may end up doing injustice to the issues. And as Parliament, we can be found wanting on that. So I stand by my support for Honorable Jelle's proposal.
So anybody can help me here?
Chairperson, if I may just add that this is a joint committee and that the joint committee is going to meet with the education committee, that it be the education committee from both the National Assembly and the NCOP.
Chairperson?
Yes, I'm here. Tim, are you helping me?
Through you, Chair, I think let me support the proposal which was brought by Honorable Jelle, seconded by Prof. Mseha. And in understanding what Dr. Mimi is saying, time will not be there, but time will be created. We must do justice to every proposal before us. So here, I think what Honorable Jelle is proposing will assist us such that we move quicker in resolving this issue. I second what the chair's proposed. Thank you.
Thanks, honorable members. The matter is that it will be deferred. We will need to deal with it, set up a meeting with basic education to finalize it. That's the resolution. Then we must do that as soon as possible, pilot. Thanks, members. Then we now gonna move to the next page. That is page 9, 53 of 2020.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Mr. Justin Bort then requested that the committee review section 1, 2, 11, section 12, section 14, section 27, section 35, and section 38, and that the committee also provide for clearer constitutional limitations on the government during a state of national disaster. The committee was then briefed by legal services with regard to section one. It was advised that the submitter misunderstood the concept of sovereignty of the state because membership to the United Nations does not force a state to comply. Section 231 of the Constitution requires parliamentary ratification of treaties for them to bind South Africa. It was therefore advised that this part of the submission does not stand in law. With regard to section 2 of the same submission on the supremacy of the Constitution, was also found that it does not require it. It was also found to not require strengthening through review or amendment because it cannot be limited by any action or legislation. With regard to the right to life, section 11, due to euthanasia not being legalized in South Africa, forced euthanasia would still amount to a crime because of the absolute right that is given to life. With regard to section 12, to include the right to self defense and the right to bear arms. Excuse me, members. I just have to move over to physical hard copies. With regard to section 12, to include the right to self-defense and right to bear arms, it was advised that South Africa's legal system already regulates the rights proposed for review. With regard to section 14, the right to privacy for murderers does not apply because the victim should not have more rights than the criminal. It was advised that the proposal seemed misplaced and does not require the committee's consideration. On section 27, the proposal for the government not to force persons to be vaccinated, it was advised that this was already covered as it was up to individual persons to decide whether they wanted to be vaccinated or not, and this section did not require a review or amendment. With regard to section 35, to include the right of persons detained under quarantine, it was recommended that the right speaks rather to application of rights and not the working of section 35 specifically. On section 37, the proposal to set up an organization within the judiciary to report human rights violations, especially during a state of disaster, it was advised that it is within the scope of section 38 as it stands. In conclusion, the concerns which were raised in the submissions, legal found not to necessitate an amendment of the Constitution. It may, however, be an issue of implementation of the national legislation as it stands. Over to you, members, to deliberate and make your decision. Thank you.
Thanks, members. In almost all this item that was raised, the first one, misunderstanding, misplaced, undesirable. And then up to the last one that it says it doesn't require issues of reference. The legislation is being here, other issues are being repeated. They are already covered in the legislation. They've got the clauses. So members, this item, it's recommended as undesirable. Let me put it to you, members.
Okay. I agree with undesirable. Thank you.
And a second? Tim? Is that Tim?
Yes, sir. I second.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Tim. Members, then we move to page 11. Sanda?
Thank you, Chairperson. Submission 54 of 2020 was by Mr. Justin Bolt, and he submitted that there needs to be constitutional provisions to protect officials against corrupt instructions and the need to review the constitution to include the right against self-incrimination. There was legal advice provided to the committee. And with regard to section 195 of the Constitution, which sets out the basic values and principles governing public administration and applies to all officials and protects them in this right. With regard to section 197, this provides for the public service must function in terms of national legislation and must execute the law and policies of government. And with regard to section 3 of the Protected Disclosure Act, This act also deals with protected disclosure and provides that no employee or worker may be subjected to any occupational detriment by the employer's conduct after making a protected disclosure. Regarding the right to self-incrimination, it is also provided for under Section 35 on the arrested, detained, and accused persons in the Constitution. This right is protected in both the arrest and trial phases of the criminal process. The framework of the Constitution and the legislation giving effect to it sufficiently covers all the concerns which have been raised by the submitter. Over to you, members, for your deliberation and decision on the submission.
Honorable members, that's the presentation, and the recommendation here is that this matter is undesirable. May I have your comment? Thank you.
Chair, let me say, I agree that it is not necessary, Chair. There is a lot of legislation out like it is mentioned here to cover all these issues, Chair. If we have differences at workplace, our employees have the issues in terms of the instructions, they are having some legislations that protect them, Chair. The only thing that I hear, Chairperson, it is like, now we'll have to change constitution for each and every person who feels aggrieved and who feels that maybe there is injustice somewhere. She or he cannot penetrate in terms of his grievances. The only thing that we can do, Che, is that let's have an educational campaign in really educating our people about these laws, because I understand some they will take it that these things are not, they don't exist, these legislations don't exist. Maybe it is because of some of them, they have never come across with them. So we can't change the constitution on these matters. The constitution is clear, covering, protecting them, and even other legislations within their workplace, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I agree, undesirable. It's not necessary for us to change the constitution for this. Thank you, Chair.
Co-chairperson.
Yes, Chair.
I fully agree with Honorable Jelen, but she also raises a very important matter of constitutional literacy, because the South African Human Rights Commission found that the majority of South Africans don't know the Constitution. And as a result, I think that we should flag this issue of constitutional literacy, because in my view, it's something that our committee could be responsible for. But let's leave it aside for another day. But I just think that constitutional literacy is a matter that we must engage with and see what role this committee can play to make sure that South Africans understand the Constitution, because all these suggestions, many suggestions, are as a result of this constitutional illiteracy. Thank you.
Chairperson, if I may suggest that we begin with education in Parliament regarding constitutional literacy. Thank you.
The point is well taken, members, but for this exercise, let's all agree that this matter is undesirable, so that we can move to the other points. And I hope, Pilot, we note this issue, especially of the constitutional education, the campaign around this matter, based to our committee, that how do we popularize our own constitution and make all the citizens to access and have an understanding of it. That's Chair, another point, members.
Chair, I would like to come in and caution against us thinking that, you know, because a proposed constitutional amendment doesn't meet the test of desirability, then it boils down to constitutional illiteracy. Chair, you will know that the law is always open to interpretation, and this is a liberty that people are exercising to come forward and say that I would propose A, B, C, D. And once we've gotten the legal advice, let us just respect that people are doing what we've invited them to do as citizens of the country. And let's not label, or boil down everything to constitutional illiteracy, although I do agree that people have to be literate around the constitution and the rights contained therein and what, responsibilities they have in terms of those rights. But I just want to caution the committee. Thank you.
No, doctor, no. I think the issue, they were responding on the item that it has been raised. Not necessarily that they are generalizing all the other issues. They were specific on the matter that are raised here, and they found that they are also forming part of some of the section of the constitution. I didn't think that, not of the view that they were just generalizing to any submission. Okay, members, let's move to the next one. Sisanda, I hope you take us on the next one.
Thank you, Chairperson. The last submission of 2020 was by Mr. Naidu. He requested that the committee look into reviewing Section 18, Section 22, Section 27, 1B, Section 34, Section 37, 1A and B, and Section 171, Section 173, Section 174.5, Section 178, 1E and J. The committee received a legal briefing on this submission, and legal thoroughly investigated these subsections that were being proposed for amendment and advised that none of the proposed amendments require that the constitution be changed, as all matters are provided for. For example, one of the matters that was raised in the submission was that parliament meet virtually is a moot point, as parliament is currently conducting virtual meetings. And also with regard to Section 27.1b of the Constitution to ensure the eradication of peatland trees in 2021, the Limpopo Education Department has been ordered by court to provide plans to eradicate these toilets. And the department had until the end of March of 2023 of this year to do this. Section 27 and the Center for the Child Law have created an online tool to track accountability in this regard. Over to you, members, to then deliberate and make a decision on this submission. Thank you.
Members?
Chair, can I come in if there's no one for now?
Yes, Ms. Agogela.
Yes, Chair. This one, Chair, I think it is another issue that has to be coupled with the one that we were talking about earlier, that we have to go for the Section 100, that yes. We need to meet with. This tells us exactly there is a need so that we can make a follow up in that meeting also in terms of these issues of the eradication of, because it's a matter also that is also have to be attended by the education. So we can also, but I agree with we can't change the constitution on this one. Let's make a follow up when we are in that meeting. But I agree with the legal opinion on this one. Thank you, Chair.
And a second?
Chair?
Doc?
Yes, I want to agree with the legal opinion because indeed none of the proposed amendments require, the amendment of the Constitution as the matters have been, are currently being provided for. So I do agree that, some of the sections that the submission refers to are currently being provided for. So there's no need for the Constitution to be amended. Thank you.
Thanks, members. Any other different view on that one? That's the end, honorable members of 2020. We now going to start the 2021 submission. Sisanda?
Thank you, Chairperson. Moving on to page 13. In page 13 is the first submission of 2021 by the Sakhalira Business League. They've submitted that section 1A, which is read then with section 22 on freedom of trade and occupations, and section 1A and section 1C on the rule of law. They're requesting that these sections must permeate any legislation and regulations promulgated by government. And they are stating in their submission that this has not happened. In this regard, members will note that it is their view. They are saying that these sections have not permeated any legislation. In this section, they are not being clear on which section of the Constitution they want amendment, and therefore it can be recommended to members that it's not desirable for this subsection 1A to be considered. On subsection 1B on non-rationalism, the submitters state in their submission that it is evident that government has engaged in a racialistic rhetoric and public policy since 1994. The state has found various means of justifying racialized public policy, but has paid no mind to the fact that those justifications must be read as compliant with Section 1, and particularly Section 1B, which directly prohibits racialism. Furthermore, they request that there be a protection of private property rights, and that property rights of individuals and juristic persons should be securely protected, and that any law or state measures that go against the protection of these property rights should be declared as committing a violation against the constitutional order. The second submission on page 13 is by the African Criminal Justice Reform. The African Criminal Justice Reform attended two public hearings in March on the 17th, and they were requesting that the committee consider that the appointment of the National Director of Prosecution and other senior positions, that this be clearly described in the Constitution, as they feel that this matter is vague, and it is required that this matter be made open and be transparent, and it needs to rely on evidence and needs to be based on merit, and it needs to be protected from political interference and assess candidates objectively against the criteria which is set in Section 194. They request that there be an amendment of Section 179, beg your pardon, on the NPA by providing for the removal procedure for the head of the NPA along the lines of what has now been developed in respect of the removal of the presidents and other functionaries of Chapter 9 institutions. Over to you, members, to then deliberate on the desirability of page 13 submissions. Thank you, members.
Over to you, members. Anybody wants to come first?
Chairperson, through you.
Yes.
Chairperson, just for members to note that there has not been a legal opinion on these matters, but there are matters which the committee said they wanted to be briefed on in order to consider so that we can fast track the process of processing these submissions. So it is now for members to decide whether on the face of the submissions, whether they are desirable. However, members can also decide to invite relevant stakeholders and or request legal opinions should the committee require it in order to make its decision on desirability. Thank you, Chair.
Co-chair.
Yes, Chair.
Co-chair.
Yes.
With the greatest of respect, this proposal confirms that we need to help our people to understand the Constitution, because the Constitution and general legislation don't serve the same purpose. Now, the proposal seems to suggest that things that must be done through legislation should be done through the Constitution, and that cannot be right. So, in short, there is no need to amend the Constitution to achieve what the submitters are saying. So we should not accept that. And I'd also, in the light of the fact that some people even say there's no time, we cannot call other meetings to deal with things that are obviously wrong and ill-informed. Thank you.
Members, I don't know. My proposal will assist this meeting.
Chair, before you come in,
there is a hand. Sorry.
Yes, Chair. Thank you very much, so, Chair. I will agree with the co-chair, the chairperson, who is not chairing now, the meeting, Chair. Honorable member, this matter, Chair, its content will need to be addressed also in another way, Chair. I think it doesn't desire us to change the Constitution, to amend the Constitution, because I was about to say, Chair, some of these matters that are referring to the non-racial, the issues of the protection of private rights and also the issues of inequality, because I want to put it there also. I was going to propose that, because there is a committee that we are told about, Injustice Committee, that has not been set for almost 7 years. That committee is the one that is supposed to be advising the Minister of Justice about these issues, so that we, in terms of the legislation, check the laws that maybe needs to be amended in order to address these issues. So that committee has not been sitting, Chair, for 7 years, and now the Justice Committee has nominated a name to sit from the National Assembly to sit in that committee, and it is the only thing that is delaying it now, Chair. It is in this committee, the NCOP. So I'm going to propose, Chair, that can we also, in line with responding to this, request that the chairperson make a follow-up, in order that name must be submitted, so that these issues, they get expression in the correct committee, where the committee will go in details. I'm talking about the first part, Chair, section 1A, that one where they refer to the issues of the non-socialism and on the minimum wage and all those things. And then this one, the second one, Chair, where it talks about the appointment of the NDTP and all that. I don't think that there is an act, the act that can be looked into, the NPA Act, Chair. Maybe it can be the one that can cover this one also, where we try and check in terms of strengthening it and making sure that we beef up wherever we see the loopholes in terms of responding to this. Rather than changing the constitution, Chair, can we look into those matters? I agree that this does not require us to amend the constitution, but we can also go for the legal opinion if the House, the meeting agree. Thank you, Chair.
Are you done?
Yes, Chair, I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other comment, members?
Honorable Okom, hand is up.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, with regards to the Sakaliga one, I think that obviously there will be different opinions on this. And at this stage, rather than to end the game, I think maybe go for a legal opinion on this. I think that that will give us more information to better make a decision in the future. Let's get a legal opinion on this, and then from that point on, consider what is put in front of us. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable Oka. Members, there is a suggestion here to say all those 2021 submission, now that there are no legal opinion, why don't we go for that, for legal opinion, and then after that, we then come back and finalize them, so that it would be easy for us to take decision and informed by those also legal opinion. If that is the suggestion. The other one, members, is just no. We can allow Sisanda just to take us through all these items and make a comments wherever we felt that we can make a comment. Maybe the third one is that we can go, she can take us through all of them for understanding purposes, and then we don't take decision. We go back to the first suggestion of legal opinion first, and then come back. What can we do best, members?
Chair, I think, can we allow Sister Sandra just to go through, and then let's really, I agree with that opinion of taking the matter or these submissions to the legal opinion. Thank you, Chair.
So it's a great member.
Chair, yes. Agreed. Thank you.
Chairperson, may I request to be excused at 12:30? I want to go to mosque, if possible.
It's possible. So, members, that's a request. I think it's possible. And we'll be done by that. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you.
Dango.
Thank you.
Susanna, let's not waste more time. Just take us through. And also give us the background of each and everyone, if you can. And then the members, I have agreed that these matters, let's defer them to the legal section to get the legal opinion on it. Next time, we will be finalizing as well, like what we did on the 2021. Thank you.
Chairperson, through you.
Oh, there's team.
Yes, Chair, I want to propose that if we are agreeing that we must get a legal opinion, let us save Sesanda the hassle of going through them and go for the legal opinion. Then we'll come back and look at them with that opinion. I think members are proposing that we get a legal opinion such that we save ourselves time by the time we engage on them. That's my proposal, sir.
Co-chair,
yes.
There is a saying that you kill two birds with one stone. And what Honorable Tim is proposing will help us to do that. So I support him.
Tim is supported. Then thanks, members. Then let's go to the last item that was proposed. Let me ask Sasanda to summarize for us those items that we have agreed that are desirable and those that are undesirable.
Chairperson, so are we saying that am I going back to the beginning? Or
No. Only two or three.
Yes,
so
Chairperson.
That when we knock off here, and everybody is on the same page.
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you very much. Chairperson, just for the committee members to note that they have been briefed on these matters, and some of them we've had public hearings on them, and members have requested time to apply their minds and make the decision. So at that point, members did not require the legal opinions. They felt that they want to hear from the submitters. So some of them, only the submitters which were able to attend the public hearings did confirm. So then give you a recap, according to what the chairperson has said, is that most of these submissions do not require an amendment of the constitution. However, the committee would like the matters that deal with basic education, which would be the matter on section 100 and the matter of the eradication of peatland trees, to be consulted upon with the basic education committees of both houses, and also to then call upon the PC on justice and constitutional development to then interact with the committee on how far they are with regard to the education of on the constitutional development matters for members of the public to be aware of how far set the matters that are before the committee have actually been dealt with. So most of these matters, Chairperson, to summarize, are not desirable, but that members would like to then consult with the PC on justice and constitutional development together with PENSALP on the language matter, together with the basic department education on section 100 and section 27.1B, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
I agree with Chairman's summary, and then members. That is our deliberation for the day. You agree, members? Yes, Jede?
No, Chair, I'm fine. I'm we agree, Chair. My hand, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Then members, then there was the last item that was added in our agenda that was raised by Professor Masache. Let's agree that is the last item for the day. Let's give it to you, Professor.
Co-chair, you'll remember that there was a conference on constitutionalism, and our committee was invited. And from the discussions that took place there, the Department of Justice invited me for a meeting. And when I had the meeting with them, they told me that they found that our committee has much in common with the work that they do, and that they requested that I convey to yourselves their request for a meeting, a joint meeting with them. And I did raise it in the past meeting. But yesterday, Mr. Rolf Meyer, a chief negotiator of the National Party in CODESA, said that the authors of the Constitution did not come up with an implementation plan. And as a result, we have many socio-economic challenges facing the country because of that neglect to come up with an implementation plan. And his view, which I support, is that really we need constitutional dialogue on some of the things. For instance, the recommendations, some of the recommendations that are being made to us here are recommendations that could be dealt with through dialogue. Members may recall that when we started the Section 25 deliberations, we started with a dialogue which helped us to map up the way forward. So in short, co-chair, I'm just suggesting that we accede to the request of the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, and also that we include in that meeting the members of the Portfolio Committee on Justice, because they are an important stakeholder. But I also suggest that we ask Advocate Gwebu to write formally to the department, acceding to the request, but also requesting that they favor us with a copy of the report of the conference that they have just held, so that we be informed by that as well in our joint meeting. That is the proposal, co-chair.
Members, that is a proposal. Do you agree?
Chairperson, through you.
Yes.
Just clarity. Do you have a copy of the request that they made, so that we refer to it when I write back to them?
As I said, they requested to meet with me as the co-chairperson.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And then I met with them. They made the request. So you can refer to a meeting between me and the DG.
Okay.
So members, that was admin. I take it that this proposal is agreed. Oh, there is Jede.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree. I agree to that proposal, and I also appreciate Honorable Datemotega for also proposing that they must give us that report, that report of it was it the conference, or so that we can go through it, so that when we go there, at least we are not everywhere. We are able to focus and our mind is on what is it that is the problem that we need to talk about. If we can even share with everybody that report, it will be very helpful. Thank you very much, Chair.
Any dissenting view? Maybe let me give it to you, Honorable Co-Chair, just to sum up for conclusion for the meeting.
Co-chair, I just wanted to say that as you conducted the meeting, we are already concluding and giving a way forward. So there's not much anything to add, but just to say that I think we must move with speed. And I'm also very happy that at least now we can go back to the House with a report sooner or later, because this committee had come across as if it's something that is dead. But what I wanted to suggest, co-chair and members, is that sometimes we do good work, but the public is not aware of the good work that is going to we are doing. And that's why, you know, when you listen to the talk shows, everybody is lambasting us as if we are irrelevant. And the other day, I went to the High Court of the Northern Provinces. There were placards outside saying the court of shame. Now, just imagine if our courts are called courts of shame, that is a serious indictment on the image of our institution. So I'm trying to say that let's get the public to know of the good work that we are doing so that they don't criticize us out of ignorance. And a way of doing that could be that, for instance, at the end of the meeting, our media people craft a statement, share it with the co-chairpersons, just that we sign it off, and then we release it. That would be my concluding request.
Honorable members, thank you for your participation and also finalizing this matters of 2020. I hope pilot will be finalizing the rest in a matter of time from now so that 2021 as well can go through. Members, this meeting for today stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, just before, Chairperson, sorry. There is something that I have highlighted here on the screen. There is a communique that we received. It's regarding electronic voting, e-voting training for members. It's a directive from the House Chair that we should spare at least 15 minutes in one of our meetings for members to receive training. Apparently, this training was done around November, and then there was poor attendance. So it appears that the House Chair wants the committee to make provision for that for like about 15 minutes so that members can receive this e-voting training. There it is. I've highlighted it.
So you mean now?
No, in one of our next meetings, maybe in the next coming meeting. So, but I wanted us to be aware of this so that we can schedule it. Yes.
I think it's noted, members. It's noted, members.
Noted.
Yes, Masego. Anyway, members, the meeting now is officially closed. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Chair. Thank you,
Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Lalo.
Bongi.